coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
It was because he then needed to make contact with that spirit. Sometimes you talk to a devil, he acts like he didn't hear you because he knows that except you can make contact, because he knows he lives in a different world, in a different realm from the physical realm from which we function. So when you talk from here, sometimes he'll pretend he didn't hear you, or he'll act like you don't know he's here. He needs to know you know he's here. Are you getting it? And so when Jesus said, what is your name? Oh, he knew. Uh-oh, he knows I'm here. My name is Legion, for we are many. You see, so that's the way it is. So sometimes you've got to get across to that other dimension to deal with satanic forces. So just because you're shouting, go, go, you can be saying, live here, out of this place. So, and you're acting like he's hanging somewhere. The devil knows you. Oh, he thinks it's physical. So the devil is over here. And you say, in the name of Jesus, you come out because something was shaking on you. Leave that place now. And what is shaking? It is over here. He's not moving because he knows you're functioning from the flesh. Until he knows, you know the realm in which he is functioning from. And you discern that. And you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I demand that you quit. The devil will leave. Now somebody said, well, what about when Jesus said, this kind goeth not but by prayer and fasting? Well, the question you ask yourself is, what does prayer and fasting do for you? Prayer and fasting will help you get your antenna straight and become focused in hearing the Spirit of God direct you. All right? And also to minister or respond from your spirit instead of from your head or from your mind. And so those demons that will not go except by prayer and fasting are this kind that I just told you about. You need to be functioning from the same realm so he knows that you are aware of his realm. And prayer and fasting helps you to be alert to that realm. Praise God. Now, it doesn't mean that if you don't pray and fast on a particular day, you're not. You're supposed to function with that consciousness all the time. After when Jesus cast that devil out, he didn't fast that day. All right? Because he was acquainted and he was telling the disciples, you've got to function at that realm to deal with this kind of demon. Because this is another level of demon. He's very intelligent. And he watches for what you know and what you don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, so understand what we're talking about. Faith works. Amen. He gave us the authority to use his name, and we can use his name. He gave us the authority. We can take over our world. You can't be disadvantaged that way. You can't just lie down and hope that if you just don't say anything, the devil will go away. No, he wouldn't go away just because you're quiet. They said, let sleeping dogs lie. No, that you're quiet and troubling no one doesn't mean the devil's going to go away. Oh, Father, as I want to go to bed this night. I don't want any disturbances. Oh, Father, I want to sleep well. It's been a long time since I slept well. That's not going to work. See, listen, Jesus has come. Jesus has died. Jesus has risen. Jesus has ascended. Jesus is seated. You can't function as though he hasn't come. So you can't be telling him to do this thing for you. He has finished. And he has given you victory over demons, disease, and death. He's given you the authority. So instead of asking, oh Lord, please, I want to sleep tonight. I need a peaceful night rest. At least, oh God, once in the whole month, oh God. You want to go to sleep? Say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you. Oh, glory to God, I'm at peace. Amen. No devil shows up in this room tonight. Glory to God. That's it. See, put them. That's what Jesus said. You shall tread. He said, I give unto you power. That means authority over all devils. Again, he said, I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. Behold, I give you what? Power. You shall tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the ability. That means over everything he can do, over all the ability of the enemy. And then he said, and nothing shall by any means. So if that is true, why are you waking up with, hey, what happened? Say, something did me last night. What did you last night? You wake up with marks in your body, you know, they said, witches have witched you, you know. With marks on your face, you know. Even as I'm talking now, there are those who are afraid of this. Don't talk about witches like that. Now you got marks, you know. Every time you sleep, you wake up with marks, bruises. You had a fight in the night. When will your life change? No, you're thinking that God needs to do something. You're wasting time. He's not going to do anything about it. You think God needs to do something. Father, you have to do something about my case. He did something about your case 2,000 years ago. If you don't appropriate it now, nothing will be done. Use what you got. Use your authority. If they have been troubling you in the night, tonight you say, devil, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus Christ, I demand that you desist from coming to my house. See, from tonight, I put you on the run. And when you say it, don't be afraid. Don't say it and say, don't try to find out whether you have annoyed him. Say, I didn't mean to be offensive. Hallelujah. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Refuse to fear. Say it again. Say, I refuse to fear. Even when things sometimes, you know, looks at the times you think like, whether financially, business-wise, there are things that can look like, hey, you're failing. Things are going bad. You say, no, not with me. I'm different. I'm different. To me, things that be not as though they were. Did you ever make losses in business? If you made losses and you're thinking, some people make losses, they feel like dying. Not you. Not you. Losses? Don't you know who God is? You're too big for that. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I will restore that which the canker worm hath eaten, that which the locust, the palmer worm, hath eaten. He said, I will restore. He can restore what you lost. See, you can never be disadvantaged. Understand this kind of life. How could you be disadvantaged? He can restore everything that you lost. He is the one also who said, I will restore your wasted years. Wasted years. See, put his word to work. Put his word to work. He said, I will restore. Who? The Holy Ghost. Because it's the same prophet Joel. Because when he said, in the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's the spirit of restoration. It's the Holy Ghost. And when you have the Holy Ghost in your life, losses have ended. You miss them like this, they go out like this. You release your word of faith, they come back to you. They come back. Said in all these things we are more than conquerors.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, 3 Catcher Road, opposite Station Market, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m., Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0708-623-3614 or 0803-438-6464.